10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Bar.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, is every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic Convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic Convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Bar.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Bar.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from, that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, his every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, his every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from, that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After the conclusion of the NATO summit, President Biden delivering his first live and unscripted press conference in 8 months, as every word and move being scrutinized following his debate performance, which sparked calls from within Biden's party to end his reelection campaign. At that summit, President Biden, along with Ukraine's President Zelensky and NATO leaders, announcing more than 20 countries and the EU have signed a compact pledging long-term support for Ukraine's defense and recovery.
What happens to Ukraine matters. It matters to all of Europe. It matters to NATO. Quite frankly, it matters to the whole world.
Former President Trump's lawyers calling on the judge in his New York hush money trial to overturn his conviction in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The Israeli military acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points today. This is ABC News. China is pushing back on NATO members.
Beijing accuses the alliance of seeking security at the expense of others and bluntly says, don't bring chaos to Asia. The strong statement by a foreign ministry spokesman comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He adds, NATO hyping up China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unresponsible and has sinister motives. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A United Airlines flight from Miami to New Jersey had to make an unscheduled landing in Orlando this week after a fight apparently broke out between a woman and a flight attendant. Police say the passenger was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter profit drop of 29%, blaming higher costs and cheap base level fares on low cost carriers. Revenue from premium Delta passengers jumped 10%, but sales in the main cabin were flat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Biden News Conference. I'm Dave Packer. A political high-wire act for President Biden. After a dismal debate performance, he just conducted his first solo live unscripted news conference this year. While talking about the just-concluded NATO summit, Biden also hoping to prove to voters he's sharper than he appeared during his debate with former President Trump and drawing a contrast.
My predecessor has made it clear he has no commitment to NATO. He's made it clear that he would feel no obligation to honor Article 5. He's already told Putin, and I quote, do whatever the hell you want. In fact, the day after Putin invaded Ukraine, here's what he said. It was genius.
A minor gaffe, as Biden called his running mate Vice President Trump, Biden needing to show his ability to carry on into a second term. 14 House Democrats and the first senator now openly calling for the president to end his campaign. This is ABC News. Actress Shelley Duvall has died.
1980 was a landmark year for two of Shelley Duvall's most famous roles.
Oh, come on, hon. Don't be so grouchy.
She played Jack Nicholson's tormented wife in The Shining and Popeye's girlfriend Olive Oil in Popeye.
And all at once I knew.
Popeye,
I knew
directed by Robert Altman, Duvall featured in seven of his films, including 1975's Nashville. In recent years, Duvall retreated from the public eye and was open about her struggles with mental health. Her life partner, Dan Gilroy, said in a statement, Duvall had been suffering for many months, and he's glad she's not suffering anymore. Shelley Duvall was 75. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Former child actor Benji Gregory has also died. He's best known for playing the young son in the 1980s sitcom Alf. According to medical examiner records, Gregory died June 13th. Reports say his body was found in his car in the parking lot of a bank in Peoria, Arizona, along with his dog Hans. Cause of death under investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.